B'tachan for Life, Shir 1229, Thursday, Parshas Bechukaisai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Hatzlocha in Parnosa. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schos of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them Brocha and Hatzlocha in everything that they do. We are discussing what the Chazon Ish says, B'shem the Chafetz Chaim, that if a person begs too much, he's demonstrating that he's not relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how do we figure this out? How does a person know what's considered too much? And the answer is, like we explained and we discussed Hishtadlus, a person first has to ask himself, I am only relying on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is only Hishtadlus. Is it considered, quote-unquote, normal, what I am doing? Now, of course, it depends on a person's level of betachan. That's true. And a person with a higher level will have to do less ishtadlus. But this is the question. Stop for a second and ask yourself. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to do what he considers normal. What's considered what a person can normally do to attain the result that I want. And sometimes a person has to put pressure. Sometimes a person has to use pull, depending on what we're dealing with. But the bottom line is, who do I believe will send me the Yeshua? Do I feel like it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I turning my tikva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And it's a question that we have to ask ourselves, because every person is different and every situation is different. But the Chazon Ish is introducing to us a concept. Are we being honest with ourselves? Do we understand that the Yeshua only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only reason why we have to do this ishtadlus is because that's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to do? If we understand that, we will act accordingly. And we will do what we consider normal. We won't get stressed. We won't get nervous. We won't bend over backwards. We will understand that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is taking care of us, and we only have tikva to him. Sometimes a person has to talk it over with an Adam Gadol. But this is the formula. If you understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the source of the Yeshua, and that is my tikva is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever I'm doing is a dry action of Hishtadlus. If I understand that, I will approach it with that attitude, and Be'ezer Hashem, I will respond properly in the situation. And then I will be zeicha to the Yeshua. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Stop and be objective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do Hishtadlus. He doesn't want me to minimize my Hishtadlus. But he does want me to turn to him. Are my actions a demonstration of tikva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm just doing Hishtadlus? Or do my actions demonstrate a little bit of tikva in somebody else? And if we use that barometer, Be'ezer Hashem will be zeicha to have proper tikva and to see the Yeshua.